Well, now what's a lot?
But a lot is a
cow pen.
That's out there round a bone one.
So that would be the big.
Yeah, that we all where we used to live at, raise cows and thing. It was a great big bone one. Oh, tell me his father's place. And he had a fence all in, the path was around it. And when it after come out the big part around the barn, he went down across the lane. It went on down in the pasture, then it's a big old pasture then.
Okay.
So we all be in the barn, our barn home, we all be still fighting for the place.
What do you call a wall or a fence that's made out of rocks or stones?
Wall in, ain't it?
Okay. What do you call a large wooden vessel that's open at the top for carrying water or milk?
Gonna be a jug.
Well, what, something that's just about this tall.
Water in a water bucket.
Yeah. Okay. Well, now, what would you call it if it's made out of metal instead of wood? Would you call it
something? Animal. Animal, a little bit.
Well, what I'm interested in is whether you'd still call it a bucket. Or would you call it a
pail? If you tell a woman, I would call it a bucket.
Okay.
And I wouldn't ride
no
bucket.
No, that's fine. What do you call the heavy iron thing that's used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Frying pan. I have some now. Folks don't get rid of your black pans. I got my pan right now.
Well, what's the difference between a frying pan and a skillet? Or is there a difference?
Oh, skillet now. The frying pan and a skillet. Well, now, a skillet now, here's a little sharp some.
Oh, it's got little low sides on it?
Yes. I mean, a frying pan is high.
Okay.
Because I know I got a skillet. I had two skillets. I get mine.
What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of, where you turn the water on and off?
Let me see.
And what would you call the same thing if it's on a barrel, where you turn it on and off?
Well, I could call it a faucet.
Okay. And what about if it's out in the yard, where you hit your hose up or something?
Well, that's what I call that a water speed. Water hole that one.
When a person buys a few cans of food at the store, what do they put into for him to carry them home?
Paper bag.
Okay. And what do you call a great big bag that 100 pounds of chicken feet or 100 pounds of potatoes might come in, made out of real loosely woven cloth?
Let me see. Great big bag of chicken feet come in. I call that a sack.
Okay. Would you call it a particular kind of sack, depending on what kind of material?
Well, sometimes, and the molds are now they're making them, it's his paper sack. Some nice few times you get a sack, clothes sack. You can't understand it, can have teeth drawn about 1 or 2 ago.
Oh, gracious, that must have been hard.
Yeah, but I wouldn't take 5 off of it. And sometimes you can get clothes sack. You can't hardly find clothes sack. Now, everything about you get now is paper bag.
Well, now, what about a croaker sack?
Well, you can get a croaker sack with cone in it. But now, mighty few times you buy something with a... It's the cheapest rate now, but that's what it is. Sometimes you get a croaker sack.
Okay. What do you call a musical instrument that's about that long, about that high, and held up to your mouth and blow on it?
There's a... U-log.
Okay. And what about one that's shaped like that and you cut out your teeth?
Now that's a juice harp, but that would run across your mouth, that's a harp.
Oh, okay.
But that what you shake, that's a juice harp.
Okay. Can you play one of those?
No, ma'am. I have seen my daddy and them have one. I have never played one. I can play an organ, that's all I can
play. An organ?
Yes, ma'am. We used to have an organ out of bone. First note, my daddy, we had an organ. And so when they moved up here, I was married. And went to Grove Town like they carried their old with them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.